Like to say good afternoon, everyone. We're very thankful to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. We are very honored and distinguished guests of the audience. We want you to know that we believe that the Bible is right, and you one must obey God and His Word in order to become a child of God. Believing that Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood and washed your sins away, the same blood purchases Church of Christ, the Church of Christ. We're thankful to have every person on the call who may be members of the church and outside of Houston and members of our lives. You're welcome to on our call as well. We appreciate you. This afternoon, a few minutes, we'll continue our study from this morning, the family of God the Father. Talked about that this morning, that God the Father is the one who we all must understand as the Father of us all those who obey Him becomes members or children in His family. And it's, Ephesians chapter 3 and the verses number 14, Paul says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul, here's Paul on his knee praying and addressing his prayer to the Father of Jesus Christ. He's praying to the Father. And as I talked about this morning, the family of God has a Father, and Jesus recognized that the prayer he was getting ready to pray would be to his Father. Here's a verse that I want you to see, of whom he said the whole family in heaven and earth is named. This is where we emphasize this morning to be in the family of God. There's a family of God here on earth. That's us. Those who are have obeyed the gospel, who have done the will of the Father, and then the heavenly host. So here we are this afternoon talking about the idea that God the Father is the Father of all of those, as we've seen this morning, who has done the will of His Father. The will of God is that we know the teachings of Christ, which came from the Father. So Paul did now, he's praying. He's our Father in heaven. He's praying to Him. And here's what his prayer to the Ephesians. He's already talked to them about in the first part of this chapter, how the Jew and Gentile were all coming to one family by the gospel. And being obedient to the gospel, we become members of the Church of Christ. That's the family of God. And then, so he now is praying to that Father. That he, in verse 16, said that he would grant you, talking about Ephesians, Paul is praying for this congregation, according to the riches of his glory, talking about the Father, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Paul says, I'm praying to our Father that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Paul is asking God the Father to strengthen their inner and spiritual man. But it says all of us sometimes get weak and will need our inner man strength. So how does this happen today? Remember, the Word of God came from God. God gave the Word for a purpose. The Father gave the Word. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. And the more we hear from our Father through His Word, the stronger we will be because we're being led by the Spirit. So the Godhead is made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guided the holy men to write what the Father wanted us to know. In Galatians chapter 5, the Spirit guided Paul and them to write Galatians 5:16. Paul says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, immolation, wrath, strife, sedition, and heresies, envies, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and anything that looks like that, such like, of which I tell you before, I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things, watch it now, shall not inherit the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Father, cannot get to heaven. But the fruit of the Spirit is this. The children of God that are led by the Spirit, well, the fruit of it is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. So our Father has given us through His Word and the Spirit guide. When we've been led by the Spirit, we will experience these beautiful things such as love, joy, peace. That's what Paul is praying for them. We're praying for ourselves as children of God that we be led by the Spirit. And those who are obedient to the will of God will be led by the Spirit. So the Scripture will guide our behavior, our conversations, guides how we conduct ourselves. Again, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17, if you turn there, Paul again writes to the Roman congregation regarding this matter of being led by the Spirit. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? The sons of God. So in this family we talked about this morning, in the family of God will be children of God, sons and daughters and mothers. In the family of God, they that are led by will be identified as children of God because they're led by the Spirit of God. Paul said, you have not received spirit again, abundance again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. So we have, remember we talked about that, Father, we had one son. Then they asked Jesus, who's your mother, father, your sisters, brothers? He said, he looked out over the audience, he said, these are my mother's brothers. So he was talking about everyone who had been adopted into the family of God. When we're born again, we are born again. Paul said, you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That's what Jesus said, one must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You got to be obedient to the Spirit of God, and that information is found in the Word of God. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. When we are studying the Word of God, our spirit bear witness with the Spirit of God, and that identifies us as the children of God. Because children of God that's in God's family are guided and led by the Spirit, which comes to us through obedience to the Scriptures. That's how we are led by the Spirit. Spirit now will come into us and control us. We have to be obedient to the Word of God. That's what Paul says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So it instructs us, it corrects us, and sometimes being in the family of God, we have to be corrected by the Word of God. That's how we control our behavior in the family of the Father. Paul says, verse 7, back to Ephesians 3, verse 17, he's praying, remember, he's praying to the Father. The next thing he says, a prayer that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Believe it in everything God has said by the Son. Being rooted and grounded in love. Paul said, I bow my knees unto the Father of this family that Christ dwells in your hearts, in your minds. Paul said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. How does it dwell in our heart? Faith, by faith. How do we get faith? So then faith comes right here. Here what? There it is. The Word of God we identified this morning. The Word of God came from the Father. Remember Jesus said that my doctrine is not mine, but He is the sin. So now we see the Father has given us through His Word something that needs to dwell in the heart, and that is the mind of His Son, who also did the will of his Father, that we all could be saved. Paul said, I bow my knees, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Third thing he says, that he's praying to them that they be rooted and grounded in love. And I talked about this morning. The nature, very nature of God is love, because the Bible says God is love. What would cause us, his children, to believe God? What will root and ground us to be love? Jesus said like this in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Then he said in verse 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Paul says, he prayed to the Father that they will be rooted and grounded in love. John said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. See how ingrained love is in this whole family of God, the family of the Father. It's built on love. He that loveth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 8. Verse 9, it was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. John said, herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He loved, John says, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Brothers, we see how important it is to be in the family of God, the family of the Father. You will fall in love with his Father for sending his Son, his only Son. You'll fall in love with his Son for doing the will of his Father and going through the suffering, agony, and pain of the crucifixion and dying for our sins. When you know that, when you love God for what he done, the Father, and you love the Son for what he done, you are rooted and grounded only then in his love. Only when you realize the sacrifice and the suffering and the great love of Jesus by giving his life, and the so loved God, so loved us, that then he would let his only Son die on that cross. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. Paul is still praying. He said, praying that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul said, I bow my head, bow to this Father. The family of God has a Father. Paul is praying to him. He said, now, in this verse, he said, he's praying that you can comprehend and know what kind of love that passes, how deep it is, the height of it, the depth of it, is the love of Christ. Brothers and sisters, Paul is praying that those of us in the family of God comprehend and know the degree of love that was demonstrated and shown by God the Father when he sent his only Son, and the depth and height of love that Christ had when he died on the cross. He did that through the will of his Father. When we comprehend that, you would understand that you can do nothing but love God when you comprehend and know what kind of love God has demonstrated. Paul said in Romans 5:7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, verse 8, commended his love toward us. Watch that. In that while we were yet sinners, it is Christ died. That was God commended toward us. He committed, he handed the love to us through his son, Jesus Christ. While we were still in our sin, Paul said, much more than being now justified by his blood, Jesus had become the Lamb of God, shed blood that would save us from God's wrath. That's why Jesus said, greater love is no man than this, John 15:13, that he would lay down his life. He didn't take it. He willfully laid down his life. Why did he do it? Because the family is the family of the Father. And so Jesus came to do his Father's will. So that's why he laid down his life. Because he was obedient to the Father. And if you didn't get this morning sermon, go back and listen to it. I detail how all that happened with him being the Father and the Son in that relationship. But he laid down his life for his friends. Who are his friends, sinners? That's what Paul said. He commended love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. We should be thankful that we serve a Father, our Father in heaven, is such a loving Father. In closing, back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages of the world without end. Amen. So Paul says, follow here. Now unto him. Who? Unto this Father we've been talking about all day. The Father of Jesus Christ. The Father of the family. Our Father is the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. That abundantly, exceeding abundantly, is a compound word used for meaning to an extent which we cannot experience. That's how much he's able to do. Paul is talking to the Father, saying to us through the word that he's able to do all, above all that we ask or think, more than we, than all that we can desire in our prayer, more than all that we can conceive. How does he do that? According to the power that worketh in us, the exertion of that same power can accomplish for us more than we can now conceive. The power in us is stimulated by belief. We believe if God be for us, no one can be against us. We believe that with God, all things are possible. Brothers and sisters and friends, I like the Apostle Paul praying to our Father. He bowed his knees. He was praying for this Ephesian congregation in Ephesus. After he revealed a mystery that everybody in the family of God would come into the family by the gospel, Jews or Gentiles, bond or free. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation. He had taught this in that chapter 3, that everyone was in his family. This family has a Father. And this evening, this afternoon, I pray we all can be strengthened. I pray we all are encouraged to know that we serve such a good God. And that we can all work on loving God, loving our Father, and bow our knees to him and pray for each other. What are we praying for? What did Paul, the five things that I see here that Paul prayed for, I leave you with this. And we hope you would pray today that you address our Father if you're in this family, the family of God, the family of the Father. That we will pray together that God the Father will strengthen us with might by the spirit that's in the enemy. And that's what Paul prayed for. Number two, he prayed that Christ may dwell in our hearts and our faith. Number three, that we be rooted and grounded in love. Number four, that we can comprehend and know the breadth, the depth, the length, the height of the love of Christ. That we can know, number five, our Father in heaven is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of thee. If you want to call today and you are not in his family, Paul prayed for the Ephesians, Christians. I'm praying for us. I hope you'll pray. I hope everyone would include as a highlight family that we all understand that we have a Father who loves us. Therefore, we pray that we can be strengthened, that we will never forget the depth of love Christ has and the Father has shown to us, that we'll be rooted and grounded in that love, and that we'll know that Jesus' love surpasses anything that we could ever think of, and that we know we serve a God who's able to do anything, to go above and beyond anything that we could ask or think. There'll be times that we'll go through things in this life, in our personal lives. We will go through things in our spiritual lives, in the church family. We'll go through things. That's why the scripture is given for all these purposes, to instruct, to correct, to rebuke, to exhort. And sometimes all that has to take place in the family of God. But love will cover them up to the sin. Love will bring us through no matter what's going on in our lives. If we love God and we love him and we love him as our Father, you all, will take care of his children. And if you want to call it in, you are a child of God. You are in the family of God. And you are blessed to be in the family of God. And you should leave this lesson this afternoon saying, I have a Father who loves me. And I have a family that's a family of love. And no matter what you're going through, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's sickness, family problems, whatever it is, we together as a family can be assured that our Father is able to take care of us. That's when we sing the song, God's Family. Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sorrows. There are times we dream together how it's going to be when we get to heaven as God's family. Brothers and sisters, hold on. Don't give up. Hang in there. No matter what you're going through, remember, you're in the family of God the Father, who is able to take care of us. If you want to call in, you're not in the family of God. You say, Brother Brooks, I want to be in this family. Well, then you have to believe in our Father. For God so loved the world. That's our Father. He gave his only Son. That's our big brother. And his Son, our brother, came and died on the cross. He suffered tremendously. He suffered the last 24 hours of his life. He went through a horrific death, beating, a mocking, being spit up on, lied upon. And then eventually, he was hung on the cross. Who was that? If you're in this family, that's your big brother. If you're not in the family, he died so he could be your big brother, in the family of God. You said, Brother Brooks, I believe in God. But do you believe in Jesus, that he died on that cross? Do you believe that he shed his blood, and that blood washed your sins away? That's what the Bible teaches in Revelation 1 in verse 5. He died for our sins. He died and shed his blood that will wash our sins away. When do the blood wash the sins away? In Acts 22:16, Ananias told Paul, arise, why tarriest thou? Be baptized, why tarriest thou? Wash away your sins, calling in the name of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that we contact. How do we know it? Through God's word. The Father gave us everything we needed to know to be saved. You must be baptized for remission of sin. To be in this family, you number one must hear the gospel, the good news of God's love for you, his son's love, his death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection. That's called the gospel. You must believe that gospel. Acts 15 and verse 7. Number three, you must repent of your sin. Luke 13, 3 and 5. Jesus said, I tell your name, but except you repent. Except you change your life, change your mind, you're going to perish. Number four, you must make this confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, as in 10:32, I'll confess you before my Father. But if you deny me, I'll deny you. And then that's the fourth step. Fifth step then, you must be baptized, Acts 2:38, for the remission, for the forgiveness of sins. You must be baptized. And when you're baptized, the blood washes away your sin. And then you become a member of the family of God. God adds you to the church. Then we cry. When you cry, Abba, Father, you can say, our Father who is in heaven. Only then is he your Father. Until you obey, you cannot be in his family. You've got to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then you must live faithful unto death. Sixth step, you must live faithful because no such thing as once saved, I always say. Once you're in the family, you're always in the family. That's not the case. No ma'am, no ma'am, no sir. God is not willing that any should perish, but will we come to repentance. But Jesus said in John 8:21, if you die in your sin, where I am, you cannot come and even have heaven. And so if you want to go to heaven, if you want to be in this family, you can hit 5-star on your phone and say, I want to be in this family. I need the Lord to help me. I need God as my Father. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. I need him to help me. You got to come to him. Come to him and let God be your Father. Let him take care of you. Give your life to the Lord today. Give it to him. Give it to him, and things will be much better for you. If you want to call today, maybe you're falling by the wayside. Don't you know Jesus is still calling? Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Jesus, our big brother, our elderly brother, wants us to come back because one day he's coming home. He's coming to get us, and he's going to take all of God's children home to the Father's house. That's heaven. That's why he told the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, I'm made a mansion. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I'm going to prepare a place. I'm coming again. See you unto myself that where I am. Maybe they're awesome. Jesus come to get the rest of God's children and take them back to the Father's house. That's all who obey the gospel. This lesson is about the family of God, the Father part two. And if you want to call and need prayer, we want to pray with so one I'm appealing to, get 5-star if you want to be a baptized, become a member no matter where you are. No matter where you are in our listening audience, if you want to call, and you will find a Church of Christ close to you, and we will get you baptized so you can be in the family of God the Father. And number two, those who need to come home, need to make a confession, maybe you've fallen short of God's glory, you want him to forgive you, you simply hit 5-star on your phone and ask God to forgive you. Confess your fault. Ask God to forgive you. He's just to forgive you. And thirdly, those who need prayer, eyes of the Lord over the righteous, and his ears are open to our prayers. He can do exceedingly, abundantly above anything you can ask of him. If you're on the call at this time, we'll turn the call back over to our song leader. Hit 5-star on your phone. Thank you for listening.